How should we do all these things, Kartik Mantra, Urja Vrata and all other things, as he can speak?
How many minutes?
15 to 20.
Actually thinking of giving up his body. He didn't want to be in this world with us without his beloved guardians. But he made a decision that before that he wanted to see Govardhan. Apparently he hadn't been to Govardhan before that. He wanted to see Govardhan Radha Govind. So he made the journey and came here with his holiest of all places. And here he met Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami. And he wrote, I met my Mahaprabhu and my Swarup Damodar again. They were still living in Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. And then he got such a renewed enthusiasm in his spiritual service that he did what he did. Om Prayojana Acharya, Srila Raghunathas, Bhagavati Maharaj. So, when I heard that story, I became very, very hopeful because in my small mind, I had somehow other, had felt the fear that after my Gurudev Srila Prabhupada had returned to his Nitya Lila, then maybe there would be no more hope of having any more guidance and any more good association to trust and all that. I think many of you present here shared these type of feelings in those same years. So, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, we could meet and get the association of so many of his beloved God brothers and friends who are so generous to help us, to keep us somehow or other connected with the line of Sri Mahaprabhu. Srila Bhakti Lakshmi Maharaj used to tell us, we have to do relief work. We have to somehow or other give relief to those who are suffering from the separation of their spiritual master. Or whatever other reason may give suffering to them, but specifically in this regard of having gone through the departure of one's spiritual guardian and being practically an orphan, in that moment you need so much relief. Plus, one is suffering from one's own immaturity, his own lack of understanding, and that makes you more helpless than anything else. So this relief word, he emphasized so much, and this relief work is going on intensely, as I can also see here in this wonderful assembly. This relief work of bringing people closer to Krishna, whatever it may take. When my spiritual master Boldly ventured his mission into the Western countries, he had full faith in the instruction. I just recently heard Prabhupada saying on one tape, I really didn't have much qualification of my own. The only thing which I can say about myself, which gives credit to myself, I have full faith in the words of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. I have full faith that I was about to do something on his behalf, to take his desire, his intense desire, that Krishna consciousness may conquer the whole world and reach the hearts of everyone in one way or another. Krishna is very tricky when it comes to preaching. I just heard from one devotee 2 days ago that the Chinese government paid him a ticket and paid him for singing the holy names of Krishna in many cities of China, plus in the radio and the television. And they were so pleased with his singing that they told him, you must promise every year you will come back. So surprising things by this Lord who's standing at Vansivat, playing his flute, inviting the whole world, Veda Mata, Gayatri, sending the messages out into the world, come to Vrindavan, come to Vansivat, come to the pure devotees, have association, don't stay there at home, don't waste your life away with all these mundane activities. So Prabhupada went and conquered the world for Lord Chaitanya. He actually did that, and he constructed a royal road from Vrindavan into almost every country of the world. And on that road he brought literature, musical instruments, sadhus, everything and anything you can imagine. And then he would take everybody back to Vrindavan. I was on one 747, you know, the biggest airplane, and it was packed always Vaishnavas. I'm sure some of you were on that plane. And in that, the devotees were dancing, they were jumping and dancing inside the airplane while it was flying, and the stewardess was saying, please, not so high. And then somebody asked Prabhupada, hey Prabhupada, why you spend so much money bringing all these people here to India? And Prabhupada looked at him and said, why do you eat every day? So he had a good answer for everything, that's for sure. So then, Srila Prabhupada and his transcendental vision, it was extraordinarily generous, that is without a question. And we experienced it just by the fact of remembering him and remembering what he did and how he accepted to live with us, how he accepted any type of condition to make everybody know that Lord Krishna and Srimati Radhika, they're the supreme divine couple waiting generously, inviting themselves through the form of Chaitanya and Nityananda, that the whole world may come here to Sringavat, Imritala, Sevakunja, to these most confidential places of divine pastimes, Radha Kunda, Govardhan. So, I don't know how in the world Prabhupada could actually make some use of quite a useless fellow. You know, everybody can make his own evaluation of himself, and when I try to look upon myself impartially, I can only say definitely useless. But somehow the Prabhupada told us from the very beginning of coming in contact with him that we should just repeat his message. And somehow or other I'm trying to do that, and then some use apparently appears. No credit of mine whatsoever, but somehow or other Srila Prabhupada is utilizing us as his instruments. And afterwards, like now, where's Lord Chaitanya? Where's Lord Krishna? I didn't see them personally. I didn't talk to them. And so far they haven't talked to me. But I've seen Srila Prabhupada, he has talked to me. And when I go to the spiritual world by his grace, if I meet him there, then all my longings are fulfilled. And he can introduce me to anybody else he likes to. But I just want to meet him. And I know he's there because he was here and he was so, I would say, mad about Krishna and mad about Lord Chaitanya that even though at advanced age he would sing and dance in front of the Rasayatra car, melting everybody's heart and making people feel, I got to go to Vrindavan, I got to go be with the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, even though without any previous introduction to what is Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Who is that, Gaudiya Vaishnava? We don't even know who is the Char Sampradaya. We don't know anything. And then he takes us all the way here and he situates us in the company of the devotees. So, causeless mercy, that is the description. Causeless mercy coming to Vrindavan in Karti. Extremely causeless mercy. And meeting great souls, that is more causeless mercy because Saiva Gokana says coming to the holy places just to take bath in the river, just to make a show of appreciation, but not associating with the souls advanced and spearheading the spiritual revolution of Lord Chaitanya in this world. But what is the use? Cow and ass mentality. Srila Prabhupada, following the footsteps of his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada was very heavy. He could be very heavy, specifically when somebody minimized what his devotees were doing. And this minimization of anybody who's working for Lord Chaitanya, he didn't like that at all. One time one of his disciples went to a temple. It's quite a famous story. And he was very enthusiastic. And then the pujari was telling the boy, you know, if you go on chanting like this happily, next lifetime you'll be born in a Goswami family in Vrindavan. And the Prabhupada heard that. The body went back. He said, Prabhupada, I have no chance to go back to God. I have to be born in a Goswami family first. I was there. And Prabhupada said, what? He said that? You go back tomorrow and you tell him, if he goes on doing his puja, maybe next time he can be born in the West and participate in Lord Chaitanya's movement. He was outspoken. He just wanted the truth. He was a servant. He is the eternal servant of the truth. And we're just running after him and keep shouting, Krishna, Krishna, Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Nitai, Nitai. And when I spent the last days of the physical presence on this planet of Srila Bhakti, Raghav Srila Maharaj, he would always repeat this a bit unusual mantra, saying, Dayan Nitai, Dayan Nitai, Dayan Nitai, Dayan Nitai. Most merciful Lord Nityananda, please help me. So I'm throwing myself at the dust of the feet of my preceptors, these great Vaishnavas, and begging the full dust of all the Vaishnavas of the Lord, I also beg for this mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. In his soul, incredibly manifold manifestations. Because that's what Prabhupada said in Bombay when he said, that he wasn't a member of any particular institution, but he was seeing that the Lord, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Original Guru manifested himself in an infinite amount of forms to save him and you and everybody. And that this Nityananda Prabhu, this incredible feature of Lord Nityananda, this is our only hope, to be always engaged in the service of Sri Sri Radha Govinda Ji, the Vaishnavas, and try to become exemplary in our own life, because there's many slip between the cup and the lip. And one thing is to say these things so wonderfully and beautifully, but then when you have to pull it through day by day, month by month, to be a good example, to try to follow faithfully all the instructions given by the Guru, that's real. That's not possible without Dhyanita, without the most merciful Nityananda granting you some chance and overseeing our shortcomings. So this is my humble prayer to him and to all of you. And I really wish you the greatest love and strength, broad-mindedness, and preaching fire like Srila Prabhupada, like all the acharyas, previous acharyas had, so that this world may be inundated in Harinam Sankirtan. Govinda Premanandi. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Also, I am inviting you to Govardhan on Annakoot and Bigra Pratishtha. Agyanatimirandasya Gyanan Janasalakaya Kapturun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Bancha Kalpataru Bhasya Kripa Sindhu Vacha Patitanam Pavanibhya Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratise Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Anga Shyamali Chataabhiravito Mande Kritendi Varam Jadan Jagudarocha Samudadatam Pattambarasya Sriya Vrindaranya Nivasinam Hridila Saddama Viramudaram Radhaskanda Niveshito Jalabhujam Dhyayim Dham Tavai Vasmi Tavai Vasmi Najivami Toya Vina Iti Vigyaya Radhe Tangnaya Maam Charanam Saptam Shlok Pratishthasa Dhrishta Svaparaja Ramani Me Hridi Nati Katham Sadhu Prema Stusati Suchiretan Namimana Sadatvam Sevasya Prabhudaitaman Samantamatulam Yathang Tang Niskasya Taitamiha Tang Besya Tisha. Yadi Sabhi Kuch Pratyag Kar Diya, Vishayon Ka Pratyag Kar Diya, Aparadh Bhi Chhut Gaye और दूसरे जो अनर्थ हैं वो भी दूर हो गए, किंतु प्रतिष्ठा की आशा दूर नहीं होती। मुक्त होने तक कभी सुप्त रह सकती है किंतु जब कभी भी प्रकटित हो सकती है और सारे भजन को चौपट कर देगी। तो सभी विषयों का प्रत्याग करने पर भी कपटता क्यों नहीं दूर होती? इसी संशय का निवारण करते हुए श्रील रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी ने कहा है, जो लोग भजन तो करते हैं, भजन सब प्रकार से भजन करते हैं, नाम कीर्तन करते हैं, पूजा अर्चन सब करते हैं, किंतु अनर्थ निवृत्ति की चेष्टा नहीं करते तो वो भजन अग्रसर नहीं हो पाता। इफ यू हैव गिवन अप अपराध ऑल अदर अनर्थ्स एंड यू आर डूइंग भजन, बट इफ यू आर नॉट ट्राइंग टू गिव अप अनर्थ्स एस्पेशली प्रतिष्ठा सा, व्हाट प्रतिष्ठा सा, डिजायर टू
फॉर प्रेस्टीज,
ओह वेरी बैड। इसलिए बड़े प्यार से आप मन को कह रहे हैं और मन के बहाने सबको कह रहे हैं, हे मन, जब तक मेरे हृदय में प्रतिष्ठा सारूपिणी निर्लज्ज चंडालिनी उदंड होकर के नित्य कर रही है, तब तक निर्मल साधु प्रेम, कृष्ण प्रेम कैसे उदित हो सकता है? तब तक कोमल हृदय वाली भक्ति देवी नहीं उदित होगी। इसलिए काल का विलंब न करो, भगवान का अतिशय प्रिय पात्र, अमित बलशाली सेनापति स्वरूप दामोदर राय रामानंद रूप गोस्वामी सनातन गोस्वामी रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी और गुरु परंपरा के आचार्यों को स्मरण करो और उनकी सेवा करो, वे शीघ्र चंडालिनी को दूर भगाकर निर्मल ब्रज प्रेम हृदय में प्रवेश करें। एक्सप्लेन।
ओम चक्षुर्धृतस्वी Shri Guru Dev is continuing with the explanation of Shri Manashiksha Shri Vagana Das Goswami according to the Bhajan Darpan commentary of Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Now we have arrived at the seventh verse, Prajishta Sar Prajishta Sopachara Vakanimai Vidinatat. In this verse, we find the answer to a question. What is the question? So far, Raghunath Das Goswami has prayed to his mind, O my dear mind, give up lust and sex gratification, should give up all types of duplicity, and so on. But a question arises, even though a devotee has made a strong attempt to give up offenses, he has conquered sex gratification and so many anarchists, but still, kapatata, that means some duplicity remains in his heart, haunting his heart. Why is it? He's renounced everything. He's overcome many problems, but duplicity remains in his heart. Why is that? And that will ruin his bhajan. So the answer is given here. That duplicity remains because there's some desire for reputation, pratishtha, the desire for name and fame, to be honored and respected by others. And this is the reason why duplicity will not go away. Srila Prabhupada explained that
If someone is doing Harinam Sankirtana, they're doing puja and engaged in so many limbs of devotional service, but they're not very attentive to overcome this anartha, then they will not be able to make progress. They cannot progress. So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pad, bringing our attention to this, he said, oh, we should pray to our mind. Pray very lovingly, oh my dear mind. As long as the unprincipled dog-eating prostitute of the desire for reputation is dancing within one's heart, then how is it possible that one will be touched by pure bhakti? Why? Because Bhakti Devi is very soft-hearted, very graceful. So she'll not enter into the heart of a person whose heart is occupied by an unprincipled dog-eating prostitute in the form of the desire for reputation. So it is not possible for the living entity to evict her from the heart. So what should he do? He should simply try to become the servant. He should render service to those very powerful commanders of the army of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Srila Rupa Goswami. And by rendering service sincerely, without any personal motivation, to the powerful Vaishnavas, then by their blessings, that prostitute will be evicted from one's heart, and they will bless one with the appearance of immaculate Raja Prema.
प्रतिष्ठा पाने की लालसा का नाम प्रतिष्ठाशा है। समस्त अनर्थ दूर होने पर भी ये दूर नहीं होती प्रतिष्ठा की आशा। इसको चंडालनी क्यों कहा गया? इसलिए कि प्रतिष्ठाशा समस्त अनर्थों की जड़ होने पर भी अपना दोष स्वीकार नहीं करती। मैं प्रतिष्ठा की तनिक भी इच्छा नहीं करता, किंतु फिर भी उसमें प्रतिष्ठा लगी रहती है, इसलिए उसको चंडालनी कहा। मुक्ति होने तक, रति होने तक, भाव उत्पन्न होने तक ये प्रतिष्ठा किसी न किसी रूप में लगी रहती है। मैं कैसा सुंदर बोला, क्या इसमें क्या छिपा है? अपनी प्रतिष्ठा छिपी है। मैं विश्व में सर्वत्र प्रचार कर रहा, अपने मुख से जब कहते हैं तो अरे तो जगत ही जान रहा है। जब अपने मुख से कहते हैं तो इसका मतलब क्या है? अपनी कुछ प्रतिष्ठा चाहता हूं। तो इसलिए मुक्ति नहीं होने तक ये अपना दोष स्वीकार नहीं करती और किसी न किसी रूप में छिपी रहती है, इसलिए निर्लज्ज है। जैसे चंडालिनी कुत्ते के मांस को भोजन करती है तभी उसे लज्जा नहीं होती, सबको दिखला करके करती है, उसी तरह से प्रतिष्ठाशा को चंडालिनी कहा गया। पूर्व श्लोक में जो हमने बतलाया था, स्वनिष्ठ साधक, धार्मिक, दाता, निष्पापी, परिचयों से अपना मान प्रतिष्ठा चाहते हैं, स्वनिष्ठ वाले। परिनिष्ठित साधक, मैं भगवत भक्त हूं, मैं विषयों से सर्वदा निर्लिप्त हूं, इस प्रकार से जश विस्तार की घोषणा करते हैं। निरपेक्ष साधक, मैं पक्का विरक्त हूं, सब जगह घोषणा करते हैं। मैंने शास्त्रों का अर्थ सब अच्छी तरह से समझ रखा है, मेरी भक्ति सिद्ध हो गई है, ऐसी प्रतिष्ठा की आशा रखते हैं। अतः जब तक प्रतिष्ठा की आशा दूर नहीं होती, कपटता दूर नहीं होगी, और निष्कपट हुए बिना साधु प्रेम, निर्मल प्रेम उदित नहीं होता। साधु प्रेम किसको कहते हैं? प्रेम सम्यक मशणितो स्वांतो ममतातिशायांकित भाव स एव सान्द्रात्मा बुधई प्रेमानिगत। जो प्रेम के पंडित हैं, रूप गोस्वामी इत्यादि ऐसे लोग, वो कहते हैं भाव यारति परिपक्व होने पर, भाव यारति परिपक्व होने पर गाढ़ता प्राप्त होती है, तथा उसके फलस्वरूप साधक का चित्त सम्यक रूप से द्रवीभूत होने लगता है। द्रवीभूत होना माने स्नेह जैसे जैसे आंखों से भावपूर्वक भाव आने लगते हैं, अशुभ इत्यादि अष्ट सात्विक विकार, और कृष्ण के विषय में अतिशय ममता युक्त प्रेम होता है, संबंध ज्ञान युक्त और ममता युक्त ज्ञान होता है। पंडित लोग इसी को प्रेम कहते हैं। एक्सप्लेन।
So in this seventh verse of Srimad Siksha, the subject matter is discussed, Pratishtha Asha. What is Pratishtha Asha? Asha means Lavasa, the greed, the hankering for what? Pratishtha, reputation. So if a person has conquered all anarthas, but still by their own efforts, it is impossible to conquer over this anatta. Impossible. This pratishtasha, the desire for reputation, is compared to chandalini. Chandalini means a low caste, unprincipled woman who eats the flesh of dogs. So, the question comes, why is Srila Raghunath Das Goswami comparing the hankering for reputation to a dog-eating woman, Chandalini? So the answer is that the sadhak, even though they may be free from all other anarthas, they think that they're free from this anartha. They're very convinced, completely convinced. They'll not admit to anyone or to themselves, they think, I have no desire. I don't want reputation. I don't want to be honored by others. They will speak, afterwards they will think, oh, how beautifully I have spoken. And I have spoken in such a wonderful way. And some or other, they'll always try to hide their desire for Pratishtha. But if someone will glorify themselves from their own mouth, then it's evident that this desire must be there. A person who has this Pratishtha Asha, they will never ever accept that this fault is there. And they'll try to hide it in so many different ways. So because they do this, then they're nirlaja, that means shameless. So in the same way as a low-caste dog-eating prostitute has no shame, similarly, the person who will never admit they're hankering for name and fame is completely shameless, and therefore Pratishtasa has been compared to Chandalini. Also because mundane fame, the taste of mundane fame is being compared to the taste of dog meat. So because they're engaged in tasting this, eating this, they're also Chandalini. Now, when this desire for Pratishtha is there, different types of devotees, they manifest different types of duplicity. So that was discussed in the previous verse, and now there's some recap on that subject. The first type of sadhak is the Swanishtha sadhak. He does not follow any rules and regulations. but he tries to serve God according to his own conception. So that person, he wants to be recognized as being virtuous, benevolent, and free from pap, free from sins. Then the Parinishita Sadhak, he makes an external show of following all rules and regulations, but in his heart, he's actually still attached to so many mundane things. So his idea is, I am a devotee of Bhagavan. I understand things very clearly, and I am disinterested in material enjoyment. But his mind always dwells on those things, so he will not admit it. And then the Nirapeksha Sadhak, the first two types of sadhak, Svanishta and Pranishtita, they are Grihasthas. And the third type of sadhak, Nirapeksha Sadhak, he is in the renounced order of life. He thinks, I am a strict renunciate. I have perfectly understood all the conclusions of the Shastra, and my bhakti has reached the stage of maturity and perfection. In this way, he nourishes his desire for name and fame. So, as long as that desire is present, then duplicity will not go. And as long as duplicity is there, then sadhu prem. Sadhu prem means nirmala prem. Pure love will not come. So, someone may think, I have become perfect, I have attained pure love. That's easy to think. But actually, what is sadhu prem? What is pure love? Srila Rupa Goswami has explained the unalloyed love in Bhaktivinoda Sindhu 1.4.1. There he said, Samyam nasrinita santo mamakati shayankita bhavasav eva sangatya gurai premini gaddete. It means that those who are learned in Bhakti Tattva, such as Rupa Goswami himself, and all of our acharyas, they have concluded that when a person has come through the stages, nishta, ruchi, asakti, rati, and entered into the stage of bhav, and his heart is melting by the influence of shuddha sattva visheshatma, the transcendental emotions of the eternal associates of Radha and Krishna, now he's in the stage of bhav, but this should progress even more. His heart was melting somewhat, but samyat masrimita svanto, when his heart is totally melted, completely melted, that means that all the sattvic bhavs are manifesting, and strong desires for intimate service of his Ishtadev. At that time, the devotee experiences the sandra atma, very, very intense bliss, and namata adishayankita, the appearance of excessive condensed mamata or possessiveness for his Ishtadev. This stage is called prem, and that is what has been described here as sadhu prem or nirmala prem, pure transcendental love.
Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur shastron se udaharan lekar praman lekar ke keh rahe hain, यह प्रतिष्ठा इतनी भयंकर है कि केवल साधु गुरु वैष्णव इनकी कृपा से ही यह दूर हो सकती है और निर्मल प्रेम हो सकता है। प्रेम साधन के द्वारा नहीं होगा, ये कृष्ण की कृपा और तदीय की कृपा पर निर्भर करता है, भक्तों की। और उसमें भी भक्तों की कृपा के अधीन कृष्ण की कृपा होती है। जब तक भक्तों की कृपा नहीं होगी, कृष्ण की भी कृपा नहीं होगी। इसलिए कहते हैं आराधनानां सर्वेषां विष्णु आराधनम परम तस्मात् परम परतरम देवी तदीयानां समर्चन। आराधनानां सर्वेषां, समस्त प्रकार की आराधनाओं में विष्णु की आराधना श्रेष्ठ। कौन विष्णु? ये विष्णु कृष्ण स्वयं, ब्रजेंद्र नंदन, राधा कांत, राधा रास बिहारी, ये यही है विष्णु। उनकी आराधना सबसे श्रेष्ठ है, किंतु दूसरी लाइन में कहते हैं तस्मात, उस आराधना से भी, कृष्ण की आराधना से भी तदीया नाम समर्चन। उनके जो तदीय हैं, भक्त हैं, उनकी आराधना सर्वश्रेष्ठ है। भक्तों में सबसे श्रेष्ठ कौन है? भक्तों के भी आराध्या देवी कौन है? भक्त श्रीमती राधिका को समझो, तदीया नाम। और उनके जो अनुगत हैं उनको भी ग्रहण करो। ऐसे लोगों की कृपा नहीं होने से कृष्ण भी कृपा नहीं करेंगे। इसलिए कहते हैं भागवत में भी, जत सेवया भगवतः कुटस्थस्य मधुद्विषः रतिरासो भवित तीव्र पादयोर् व्यसनार्थम्। इसी श्लोक की व्याख्या बृहद भगवत अमृत से हमने बड़ी सुंदर की, बहुत सुंदर। जत सेवा, जिनकी सेवा से, जो भगवान कुटस्थ हैं, कूट के ऊपर में खड़े हैं, कौन कूट? गोवर्धन। और उससे भी और जो कूट हैं, अब उतना ही से समझो। तो रति रासो भवे तीव्र, रति रासो भवे तीव्र, तो रासलीला इत्यादि में भी प्रवेश करने के लिए वो उद्यत हो जाता है। सब प्रकार की दुर्वासनाएं, कामनाएं, हृदय रोग का जो मूल है काम, ये भी दूर हो जाता है। कृष्ण लीला की कथाएं इतनी शक्तिशाली हैं कि हृदय में काम रोग होते हुए भी यदि कोई आदर पूर्वक श्रद्धा पूर्वक सुने, अपने से श्रेष्ठ रसिक स्वजाति स्निग्ध वैष्णवों के मुख से, तो पहले क्या होगा? उसके हृदय में पराभक्ति रूपी भगवान के प्रति काम, काम भक्ति, पराभक्ति उदित होगी, और अंत में ये हृदय रोग जो है सदा के लिए दूर हो जाएगा। और इस तरह से अनर्थ भी दूर हो गए, जो अनर्थ थे उनका मूल जो हृदय रोग काम रोग है वो दूर हो जाएगा, और कृष्ण के चरणों में वो भक्ति कौन सी? तदीया नाम, राधा जी के चरणों में भी राधा दास्य भी प्राप्त हो सकता है। एक्सप्लेन।
विष्णु आराधनं परम तस्मत् करतनं देवी तदीयानां समाचनं Mahadev Shankarji is explaining to Parvati, Aradhananam Sarvesham, out of all the types of service, all types of Aradhana worship, the best of all is Vishnu Aradhanam Param, the worship of Vishnu. What does Vishnu mean here? As stated by Shukadeva Goswami Pad in Srimad Bhagavatam, Vikriditam Vajalabhadubhir Idamcha Vishnu. That Vishnu who is dancing in Rasalila with the gopis of Vrindavan, oh, that is Krishna. He is Radha Kanta, Radha Rasa Bihari. The worship of that Vishnu is the highest of all. Yet still, Tasmat Prakram Devi, O Devi superior to this, what? Tadiyanam Samajanam. The worship of his Tadiya Vastu, those who belong to him, his own, his nearest and dearest, Srimati Radhika and her maidservants, and especially in this world, for the sadhak, the pure devotees. So, out of all the pure devotees, who are supermost? The categories of devotees can be understood in terms of their Ishta Dev. Who is their Aradhya Dev? So if a devotee is Aradhya Devi, Ishimati Radhika, Krishna's Parashakti, then they are the highest class of devotees. So without the mercy of those who are fully dedicated to the service of the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika and realized on the transcendental platform, then it is not possible to attain the mercy of Sri Krishna to attain this goal, the goal explained in Srimana Shiksha. So now Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving evidence from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 3, Chapter 7, Section 19. There it's stated, Yat seva ya bhagavata kutastasya madhudisha ratira aso bhagatira padimo vyasanardana. Yat seva ya. So, yat seva ya bhagavata. By serving the Mahabhagavat devotees, what benefit is accrued? Kutastasra madhudisha. One will attain a rati, rati raso bhaktira, very intense rati for the lotus feet of Kutastha, the Supreme Lord who is Kutastha. Kutastha, general meaning means fixed, unchangeable. But special meaning Kutastha means who is situated on Kut. Kut means the tip of the mountain. So that means that Krishna who plays upon the top of Giraj Govardhan. Or also combinationally, who plays upon the heart of Radhika. So for that Krishna, Rati Raso, one will attain Rati, not only that. Rati Raso means one will have the opportunity to enter into the Ras Lila of that Kutastha Krishna, that Krishna who plays his sweet pastimes at Giraj Govardhan. So, in other words, by serving pure devotees, especially by listening to their Harikatha, hearing Krishna Leela from the lips of pure devotees has such intense potency that it will drive away all Duravasana, all wicked desires, all attachment, all lust, which is the mool or the root of our material existence. Therefore it is stated, Bhakti param bhagavati pratilabhya kama ridrogam asya pahino chachirena dhiraha. Those who they hear very carefully and continuously with unflinching faith to the descriptions of Krishna's pastimes from the lips of pure devotees, what will happen? First bhakti will come. Bhakti will appear in their heart. And along with the appearance of bhakti, the appearance of that bhakti will drive away, completely wash away, ridrog, the disease of the heart, kama. Pratilabdhya kama means that devotee will attain kama rupa bhakti. In other words, devotional service in madhuya rasa. And then, tadiyanam samachanam, they will attain the service of Krishna's tadiya vastu, that means the eternal service of the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika.
আজকে আবার ড্রামা আছে। চৈতন্য চরিতামৃত মে ভি কাহা গিয়া হ্যায় ভক্ত পদ ধুলি আর ভক্ত পদ জল ভক্ত ভক্ত অবশেষ তিন মহাবল। এই তিন সেবা হইতে কৃষ্ণ প্রেমা হয় পুন পুন সর্বশাস্ত্রে ফুকারিয়া কয়। সব শাস্ত্র মেসে স্পষ্ট রূপ সে বতলা হয় ভগবত ভক্তো কি চরণ রজ উনকা ধোয়া হুয়া জল পের ধোয়া হুয়া জল আর উচ্ছিষ্ট মহাপ্রসাদ আর উচ্ছিষ্ট বাণী কা সেবন করনে সে কৃষ্ণ কে চরণো মে প্রেম হতা হয়। ইসলিয়ে রূপ গোস্বামী নে কহা যাবন্ত ভগবত ভক্তের অঙ্গানি কথিতানি হ প্রায়স্তাবন্তি তদ ভক্তেরপি বুধা বিদুহ। ভগবত ভক্তি কে জিতনে ভি অঙ্গ কহে গয়ে হ্যাঁ ইহা উল্লেখ কহা গিয়া হ্যায় ভক্তি কে 64 অঙ্গ ইত্যাদি উনমে সে অধিকাংশ ভক্তো কে সম্বন্ধ মে পালনীয় হ্যায় জেসে গুরু কে সম্বন্ধ মে কহা গিয়া পহলে হি 10 আর ভি অধিকাংশ ভক্তো কে সম্বন্ধ মে ভক্তি তত্ত্ববিদ পণ্ডিত লোক এসা কহতে হ্যায় আর ভি এসা কহা গিয়া হ্যায় অহো মেনে জব সে নেত্র জল সে স্নান কিয়ে হুয়ে রোম রোম পুলকিত অঙ্গ বালে পত পত পর স্খলিত হতে হুয়ে অন্দর সে পরমানন্দ মে নিমগ্ন ভাবাবেশ সে কাঁপতে হুয়ে শরীর বালে কিসি অর্চ অনির্বচনীয় ভক্ত পুরুষ কো দেখা হ্যায় তব সে মেরা ন জানে কেউ ঘর বার মে লগতা হি নহি হ্যায়। জৈব ধর্ম মে এসা বর্ণন কিয়া সমস্ত শাস্ত্র কে পারঙ্গত পরমহংস পণ্ডিত সমস্ত শাস্ত্র কে বেত্তা দার্শনিক মহাদার্শনিক আর অহম ব্রহ্ম মে প্রতিষ্ঠিত হোনে বালে অহম ব্রহ্ম তত্ত্বমসি। উনোনে একদিন শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাসাদি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ এসা কাতে জমিন মে লোট রহে হ্যায় আঁখো সে অবিরল ধারা বহ রহী হ্যায় অশ্রু ধারা শরীর রোমাঞ্চিত পুলকিত হো রহা হ্যায় তব সে মেরা মন কহীঁ ঘর বার মে নহীঁ লগ তব সে ব্রহ্ম জ্ঞান ইত্যাদি সবকো ছোড় করকে ন জানে কেউ ওহাঁ পর মন হি মন নেই লগতা বৃন্দাবন মে আয়া খোজা বৃন্দাবন মে ভি নেই মন লগা অব নবদ্বীপ আয়া হুঁ অব আপকো দেখকর কে বৈষ্ণব বাবা জি কো অব মেরা শান্ত হো গয়া অব আপকে চরণো মে রহ করকে আপকে দর্শন সে এক মিনিট কে লিয়ে অন্তত ওই ভাব আয়া যো মেরে হৃদয় মে উদিত হুয়া থা অর কহীঁ নহীঁ আয়া ব্রহ্ম জ্ঞান সে ব্রহ্ম তত্ত্বম হসি মে লীন হো জানে পর ইসি তরহ সে বৈষ্ণব কে সাথ এক বার জেসে স্বামী জি কা দর্শন কিয়া পশ্চাৎ কে লোগো নে জেসে ভি দর্শন কিয়া সবকো খেঁচ লিয়া উসি তরহ সে। ইসলিয়ে ভগবান কে প্রিয় ভক্ত ভক্তজন প্রভু কে অতুলনীয় প্রভাব সম্পন্ন সেনাপতি হ্যায় জিসমে নিত্যানন্দ প্রভুজি অদ্বৈতাচার্যজি গদাধর পণ্ডিত শ্রীবাস ইত্যাদি স্বরূপ দামোদর রায় রামানন্দ রূপ সনাতন রঘুনাথ ইত্যাদি ইয়ে সব সামন্ত উনকে হ্যায় সেনাপতি হ্যায়। ইসলিয়ে উনকা স্মরণ করনে সে চিন্তন করনে সে আর সেবা করনে সে অনর্থ দূর হো জায়েঙ্গে প্রতিষ্ঠা সা ভি দূর হো জায়েগি और कृष्ण प्रेम उत्पन्न होगा. एक्सप्लेन. मतलब क्या ड्रामा है, मतलब क्या? कथा बंद कर दीजिए.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is continuing with his elaboration on the power.
You gave so much time for me and came. Your valuable time.
Just trying to get some
rest.
You have received so much mercy from your Gurudev. So much. And Sridhar Maharaj.
Directly, all the scriptures have clearly stated.
They are helping. You know them?
From the lips of a pure devotee,
disciples of Prabhupada. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj.
Oh, I know. I know almost all of them.
And they know more than me. Ah,
so
yes.
No,
more. And they are helping here. They are in
the
preach the message of Rupa Goswami
Mahaprabhu.
So much helping.
And the
I cannot repay them.
Are competent to transmit the rays of the Dini Shakti from the heart of the pure devotee into the heart of the sadhana.
You are for Kartik month here? Very
good. Now, Srila Rupa Goswami Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was giving another example from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. There is stated, Yavanti Bhagavat Bhakti Anganani Kavita Niha Prayaskaran Kijanmo Ta Bhakti Abhikudani Lu. After describing the 64 hangers of bhakti, Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada concludes that most of these 64 limbs of devotional service can be practiced in relationship to the pure devotee. So that devotee should be tattvavit, expert in all tattva siddhanta and rupanuga and rasik. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving another example from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. In this verse it's stated, one person is expressing their own experience. One day I was walking and a person, they just walked onto the path in my vision. How was that person? Tears were flowing from his eyes. His body was drenched in his own tears. His voice was choked with emotion. The hairs of his body were standing on end and he was staggering in ecstatic love for Sri Krishna. And only by seeing him, I don't know why, but now I've lost all interest in my household life and in pursuing ambitions in this material world. So, this verse gives an example of the power of sadhu sangha. Simply by great small amount of association, bhava was awakened in the heart of this person. Because the symptom of the appearance of bhava is detachment from this world, natural detachment. So, in Jiva Dharma, in the beginning of Jiva Dharma, there's another example, very similar to this. There was one sannyasi. He was very learned in all the shastras. And he was a great philosopher, but he was impersonalist. He was constantly meditating on the statements of Shastra, which we call Mahavakya by Sri Shankaracharya, Aham Brahmasmi, Pragyanam Brahma, Savam Kavadam Brahma. And he was meditating on these things. But one day, a sadhu just walked past. He was weeping, he was trembling, and in great love, he was calling out, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Shiva Sadi, Gaur Bhaktavanda. And then that sadhu disappeared. So then the sannyasi, what happened? His mind was absorbed in Brahman, but all of a sudden he lost interest in Brahman and his heart became agitated. He was very eager to find out that sadhu, but he had already gone. So he was very restless to find him, so he began to search. First he went to Vrindavan, but he could not find him there. And then he came to Navadvip Dham. And there he met with Prendas Babaji. He told him, I was absorbed in remembering Tat-Tomasi. I am that, Nirvishesh Brahman. But then, I saw this sadhu, and my heart became restless. and I lost all interest in Devishesh Brahman. He expressed his experiences. So this is the power of Sadhu Sangha. Srila Gurudev gave another example, like Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He went to the West, and many persons, having no knowledge of devotion, only by seeing him for a moment, they became captured, completely captured, and they gave their life to his service. Therefore, such Vaishnavas are called Atulaniya Senapati, the incomparable generals in the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who are they? Like Roy Ramananda, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and our Guru Marga. No one can become free from the anatta of pratishtha, but if they will remember, and they will pray, and they will serve such great generals in the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then very soon, by their mercy only, all their anattas will be gone, the last anatta, pratishtha, will also be gone, and then their heart will be inundated with the immaculate Vrajakrama.
When I was a student, at that time, I was fortunate to see, I was returning from school and I saw same person like, he was rolling down the ground, weeping bitterly and chanting Hare Krishna Nam, I don't remember, or Sri Krishna Chaitanya. At that time could not think that who is he, but now I think that it must be connected with Gaudiya Vaishnava. Otherwise this cannot be heard. So I am also some fortunate to be, to see a person like this. Now, tomorrow, after Harikatha, at 10, Mahaprasad will be ready and it will be served to you. Buses will be there. So within 12, you should finish your prasad seva here, and with luggages all, you should come to buses and then ready to go to